We're going to end today's show with a couple of poems by local poet Shanat Karasa.
Janga, for Luis Reyes Rivera. Janga, 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 janga. Hoy tu espíritu invoco aquí en este lugar. Este es mi poema para janga. Mandinga, malanga, bamba, rumba, mambo, samba, palabras llegadas de África. Esta es mi respuesta para janga. Candomble, mocambo, mambo, candomble, mocambo, mambo, hombre libre veracruzano. En 1570 llegaste al puerto de Veracruz. Encadenados como muchos, escapaste de la esclavitud. Palenque, rumba, samba, yanga, 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 espíritu indomable, noble hombre de África. En 1609 luchaste por la libertad, hasta tus puertas llegaron y no pudieron entrar. Mandinga, malanga, bamba, palenque, rumba, samba, palenque, rumba, samba, orgullo, ritmo y libertad. Para 1630, San Lorenzo de los Negros se estableció. Hoy, el pueblo de Yanga. Candomble, mocambo, mambo, yanga, yanga, yanga. Hoy tu espíritu invoco, aquí, en este lugar. Yanga, 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 palenque, rumba, samba, mandinga, malanga, bamba, candomble, mocambo, mambo, candomble, mocambo, mambo, mandinga, malanga, bamba, palenque, rumba, samba, yanga, yanga, yanga. It always makes me very emotional, this poem.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Shanat Karasa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Silvia. On the contrary, it's a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, if you can talk a little bit about janga, I think you're getting to the African roots of in Mexican culture, which are often not acknowledged or known.
Definitely.
Not much is known about, really.
Definitely. Yes, I think nowadays there has been a little bit more acknowledgement of our third root, what we call our third root. And let me tell you a little bit before I start talking about janga, that I am originally from Veracruz, Mexico. And in Veracruz, we have for sure, and I know for sure from my mother's side, I have my indigenous roots, and I have what I call the mainstream Mexican, Spanish roots. And also, since I am from Veracruz, I should have a little bit or more or a lot of African blood. So that's why Janga is such an important historical figure for me. And he was a real person. And as I mentioned, he arrived as a slave, and then he became a runaway slave. And because of him, the first free zone recognized by Spain was founded. And nobody knows much about him unless you are from Veracruz. So I've been wanting to write a poem for him, celebrating him. And now the town is called Janga after him, of course, for a long time. And I didn't know exactly how to write it until I met Luis Reyes Rivera, who gave me the rhythms of what I was looking for.
Who was he?
Luis Reyes Rivera was a poet from New York, originally from Puerto Rico. He's Afro-Latino. He was Afro-Latino. And I had the opportunity to meet him here in Kansas City at the American Jazz Museum on February 12th. And we had February 12th, 2012. And we had a nice get together, a few poets, and then he presented on Saturday. Next day, he did a presentation at the Gem Theater. But during this conversation, I heard him read some of his poetry, and he has all these rhythms inside of him, and he writes also poetry. He used to write poetry, talking about history. So I wrote this poem next day, show it to him, and then I read it in Chicago for AWP, the Association of Writers and Writing Programs conference. And the night I read the poem, Luis Rodriguez passed away. So that's a very emotional poem for me, because he gave me those rhythms, and that's why this book is also dedicated to him.
Wow.
I've been telling people that poetry, in a sense, changed for me before and after Luis Rodriguez. It was like validating all that African in me, which I am. I don't know how you would describe me, but it's there, so it's very important.
Now, how are the other poems in this chapbook, Corazón Pintado, connected? Many of them take their inspiration from paintings or other pieces of artwork.
Well, this chapbook, the name of the chapbook is Corazón Pintado, Ekphrastic Poems. So the main chord of this collection is the reaction to art of what ekphrasis is about.
What is ekphrasis?
So, ekphrasis is someone reacting to another piece of art. And it's a dialogue that you create between two artists in a way. I can see a painting, I can listen to a piece of music, I can go and see a sculpture and then write a poem about it. This has been happening for a long time. It's not new, it's just a name. It's a fancy name in a way, right? But this is basically what puts all these poems together.
You publish your poems in both Spanish and English.
Yes.
How do you write them originally?
I write everything in Spanish first. I still think in Spanish. I've been here since 1997 in the U.S. Little by little, I think English is coming into me, but I still feel and write in Spanish. That's my first reaction. And then I work on my own translations for a long time. It takes me forever.
And why not just publish them in Spanish?
I've thought about it, and I want to reach out to other, to everybody, if possible. I always try to write my poetry with enough rhythm that people can get engaged, even if it's only in Spanish. But not everybody speaks Spanish yet, so.
And what's that process of translation like for you? Do you feel like you end up with the same poem? I mean, how do they compare in terms of rhythm, in terms of the emotional content?
It's a challenge, because I've mentioned that before. When I translate my work, I do also write short stories. Sometimes I end up writing another story or another poem. So it's a challenge. I have to really stay and really follow what I have written in Spanish. And now in terms of poetry, I'm still working on those rhythms and those syllabifications still on the English part.
Shanat Carasa recently published the poetry chapbook Corazón Pintado, in which the poem Janga appears. Let's go out with one more of her poems in Spanish and English.
De tus manos, out of your hands, after la niña que cortó la flor, by Israel Nazario. De tus manos se escapan los pétalos, como libélulas que trazan la historia naciente, la historia que siempre imaginé, el otro principio, donde las líneas están vacías, donde no hay contenido fijo, donde el blanco llena la imaginación. Son tus manos, out of your hands the petals flee, as dragonflies which trace history being born, the history that I have always imagined, the other beginning, where the lines are empty, where there is no fixed content, where white fills the imagination. There are your hands, the ones that allow the past to flow and expand to the uncertain future, to the future storm, to the green future, to the future down, to the future of cotton and golden sky, to the future of pearls and coral, to the future of red dusk, to the future before the blue mountain. Out of your hands, the flowers of innermost yellow slip through, the white petals escape, the perfume images of sea foam disappear, the pink dragonflies of dusk flee, and your feet, they are slowly sinking into the frenetic sea.
That's Kansas City poet Shanat Carasa reading Out of Your Hands from her new chapbook, Corazón Pintado. She has a full-length book of poetry called Conjuro, coming out in September on Mammoth Publications.
Well, we thank you for tuning in to KC Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows on the KC Currents page at kcur.org.
You can also hear individual stories there or sign up for our podcast. Find us on iTunes. Contact us at kccurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at kccurrents.
KC Currents is produced by Sylvia with assistant producer Alex Smith. Carrie Coogan is our intern, and our theme music is by Approach. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.